Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 338 for Wednesday, April 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Wednesday, recovering from early declines as gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil provided support. Canola was up by $1 to over $3, the May contract up $1.80 at $482.50 per ton. In addition to the spillover buying interest from the gains in soy oil, canola was also underpinned by solid end-user demand from both exporters and domestic crushers. Chart-based buying was another feature as canola tested nearby resistance. However, the Canadian dollar was also firmer today, and that tempered the upside potential. Steady farmer selling, the advancing South American soybean harvest, and ideas that U.S. soybean acres may end up above early expectations also pressured values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, corn steady, and wheat lower. Soybeans up 2 to 3 cents, the May contract up 3 at 9.08 per bushel. Gains in crude oil and a weaker tone in the U.S. dollar were both supportive for beans today. Chart-based buying contributed to the gains as the May contract traded right above the psychological $9 mark at one point before bouncing higher. The advancing South American harvest did limit the upside, while expectations that some corn acres may swing into soybeans in the U.S. instead also limited the advances. For corn, prices were steady to up a penny, the May contract up 1 cent at $3.58 per bushel. Sharp losses in wheat did put some spillover pressure on corn, but corn held steady for the most part. Ideas that seeding delays may see some corn acres go to beans instead were supportive, while export demand for U.S. corn has been solid lately. Wheat, meanwhile, it's down 6 to 13 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 11 at $4.63 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop is in better shape than traders had anticipated, according to the USDA's conditions report. It pegged the wheat crop at 59% good to excellent. That represented a marked improvement from the last ratings issued in November when the wheat went into dormancy. Forecasts calling for some beneficial moisture over the next few weeks were also bearish, although the softer U.S. dollar may help bring in some more export demand. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.